Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the emergency press conference edition of the Delusional Diaries podcast. I'm Hallie.
And I'm Jazz.
And, oh my god, we've recorded this like 2 times now.
It's fine.
Say your little audio. Also, oh my god, it's Jazz's birthday. Happy birthday, Jazz.
She said it.
I've said it so many times.
We keep having to redo this. I didn't hit record last time. That's so on me. I apologize. I'm like making you go through these emotions all over again.
Okay.
But we are trying a new setup of recording at home. If you like it, let us know. If you hate it, let us know too. I'm open to feedback, but like, please know I take pride in my work, and I get really offended by the comments. I do my best. Like, I'm learning still. Like, I'm trying. Okay, and it's my birthday. Like, please be nice. But obviously, we're talking about the situation that's been online.
Yes, I want to just start by saying this whole situation has made me like sick to my stomach with anxiety. I hate it. I don't want to be dealing with it. And it makes me sad because I still almost care to like protect these people, not so much her, but more him. I do just feel really sad about this whole situation, and I don't want it to be online. I want to start this by saying this whole situation is giving me like so much anxiety, and I just hope you guys know truly from the bottom of my heart, I do not want anybody to send anybody hate. That was never my intention with this. I posted a video saying that, and people are like, girl, you're better than me, like they deserve it. But even if they do, nobody deserves, even though it was a conscious choice that was made on both of their behalfs, nobody deserves mean comments. And also, you guys, like, some of you are commenting on her videos, like, being like, Hallie's hotter, you're ugly. It's like, at least if you're gonna make a hate comment, make it true. I'm like, she is stunning, she is beautiful, I will never bash her for her looks.
On the outside.
On the inside, maybe that's a different story, but she's a beautiful, beautiful girl. Please just don't comment anything mean, honestly. I know people are probably thinking that that's what I wanted, and I guess I should have said that when I originally posted about it.
I think it's also important to note, like, this was so shockingly surprising. We'll get into how it was found out in a second, but, like, when you're just, like, shocked and, like, blindsided by something, like, your reactions to things may not, like, I'm not saying you regret posting things that you did, but, like, there wasn't a bunch of thought put into, like, hey, guys, make sure you don't do this and all that, because it was an instantaneous, like, this is how I fucking feel. And, like, you share your life online and you share your experiences. And before you dig it up, I made a video about the sweatshirt situation of that TikTok that was going around. It was on Twitter or whatever. About
the hoodie situation.
The girls that were friends that aren't friends anymore. And I was like, why the fuck are you sharing it online? Before you dig it up, I want to point out that our job and the other person's job that was involved in this is to share their lives online, in our lives. So, like, that's why I think it is different. Just to clear that up.
Yeah. I have to mention, it was brought online before I ever said a word about it. We'll get into the whole kind of what went down, happened.
But there was a TikTok gossip account that made, like, a whole thing.
There was a TikTok account that was posting about how it was true. And then I felt very embarrassed. Like, I need to say something. I need to speak my truth. I feel it's my job to say what happened. I mean, it literally is my job. I share my life online, and how am I supposed to avoid those questions?
Yeah. So we're at dinner on a Thursday night. Assigned speaks at this influencer dinner. It's Mindy, Cancel Podcast. She loves
Brooke. I love Brooke. I this is no shade to her. We're just using a fake name.
Yes. So it's Mindy, it's me, it's Hallie. We're chatting all night. We're talking about, like, the trip we went on, how much fun we had, like, we should start hanging out more. She's being so nice. We go to drop off stuff at Hallie's apartment. We're like, let's just go out, like, now. So she leaves stuff at Hallie's apartment. We go to the bar. We drink, take shots together. talk about the whole situation. Yeah, we're vibing, whatever. That's on Thursday.
And, yeah, I would consider her a friend. Not super close friend. I do not think that she owes me that much loyalty, honestly. Again, we'll get into all of it. But, like, she's not my best friend by any means. And she is a person that I guess, technically, it would not be the worst thing on the planet for her to go on a date with my ex if it wasn't given this situation. Yeah.
So, Friday, you get a message saying, hey, your ex is out.
The next day. This was, we were at the dinner Thursday. The next day, that next night, I get messages on Instagram, comments, tags, mentions, hey, like, your ex and Mindy are on a date together. And again, mind you, it hadn't even been 3 weeks since we had broken up, so I was quite shocked to hear this, but I did not believe it. I literally was like, oh, that is so fake.
There's
like,
no way.
I called Jazz and was like, people are sending me this. And I did find it weird that multiple people were saying it. So that's where I was like, that is odd, but I think one person said it and then somebody is just perpetuating a lie and like whatever.
So I, being my nosy fucking self, check his Instagram following, her Instagram following. I have no fucking time. I'm nosy. Everyone fucking knows me. Yeah. Nosy. I mean, everyone's fucking business. And they're not following. I'm like,
they're not following.
Like, this definitely not true.
Not true.
Next morning, I get a call from Hallie. I was asleep. It's like 8:30. Then I wake up. I'm like, check in, following. I'm like, oh my God. They actually are following each other.
Like, within the span of Friday night to Saturday morning, like, they have followed each
since
other.
Since you got the message, too, I'm like, this is not a coincidence. This means this is true. I'm so sorry. Man, I have to wait. Grandma's calling me. I'm like, this is accurate. I'm like, call me how she's not answering. I track her. She's at Rumble getting that workout in.
Yeah, I was boxing.
Good for you. And I'm just, like, freaking out. And then I look at Rumble's schedule online. I'm like, when is her class over?
I'm looking at the schedule. It's so funny.
It's over at 9:15. And I'm like, call me as soon as you're, outside. Give me a call. Put your AirPods on. So, like, I want to be the one to, like, tell you the news. I don't want you to hear from, like, a follower or DM or, like, whatever, or TikTok or whatever it may be. And you're just, like, shocked, obviously, as you should.
Yeah, I was very, I didn't even know what to do. I immediately started crying because I was just, I feel like I've healed from this breakup very well. I've actually felt pretty healed. Like, I was at 85 to 90% of the way, like, I'm good. Most of the time, I'm not sad. You know, I miss him occasionally. I did love him, so it's hard to not. But I felt pretty good about it. And it was incredibly hurtful, and it just reopened like a wound, because again, I'm this is my experience at this point. Like, it doesn't even have anything to do with them. Obviously, we're sharing the context because you need to know what happened so you can understand why I would be hurt by this, but this just hurts me really bad because I also don't want to hurt him in turn by, you know, having to make this a public thing online. And I'm not going to give you guys any details of what happened when we broke up or anything like that, but I do just want to say why it was also shocking to me. It was shocking just in general that he would be on a date, because when we broke up, he did tell me he didn't think I was the love of his life, which I appreciate, and I thank him for that. But he also left me on a lot of very much, like, I need to be single right now. Like, I have a lot, like, I need to do on my own. So it was then just shocking. I really, truly didn't think, oh, I was like, he's not going to go on a date for a while. And I don't know if he would have if she had not reached out to him and messaged him on Instagram. And so that's what, it was also just hurtful that he was on a date, period. I know I have been on a date, and again, I would never have posted anything if he had been on a date just at all, because obviously he's allowed to do that. He's a single person. He is a single person. He is doing absolutely nothing wrong by going on a date. It would have shocked me and, like, hurt me, and I would have called Jazz and told her about it. But
normal shit.
Absolutely. It would have never been what this situation is. What is the most hurtful is that while Mindy was with me on Thursday night, she went, while I was standing there, obviously did not know this, she was going through my Instagram following to search his name, click his profile, message him, and ask him on a date. And what's more hurtful is they've met probably multiple times, yeah, I don't know, like, just very much in passing, like, oh, this is, like, hi, whatever, like, you know, at an influencer event. And so it was very hurtful that they were messaging about me. I think he had asked something along the lines of, I did not read the messages, this is just, I'm getting this information from him. Something along the lines of, is it bold that you're asking me on a date considering, like, you know, Hallie and whatever. He didn't know, to be fair to him, that she was literally with me while messaging him. So that's, it is what it is. But he very much knew we knew each other and we were friendly. So that is all just...
And that's also the fact that he's like, isn't this bold? Like, he... And that's recognizing that...
It's
if
wrong.
You have to ask that, you know that you probably shouldn't be doing it. And that's a choice to do it at that point.
It's
so just not great.
No. And that's all just what's hurtful. That's, I feel, the context that's kind of missing. Because, again, they are both single people. They are allowed to... If they... I've said this before. If they met on a dating app a month from now... And they decided to go on a date, literally, it'd be like, okay, I would be obviously hurt by it, and I would be definitely like, okay, I'm not gonna be friendly with her anymore, like, whatever, but I absolutely never would have posted anything. They're allowed to do that. They truly are. It's just the going behind
my
back
and
the mean intention behind it.
It's also the fact that she, like, commented on your TikToks before and was like, oh, like, I love cauliflower ear or whatever. Like, she was plotting.
She had commented on one of my videos, which is, it's funny. I don't know if she was plotting. Maybe... I don't know. She probably always found him attractive because she said on one of my hard launch video of him or something, she said, like, men with cauliflower ear, I love him, or something like that. Which is wild, obviously, the foreshadowing of it. But,
just not ideal, not fun. It's just, it's not great behavior. Here in New York City, there's so many men here, and there's also so many other women here. Like, there's, our influencer circle is not that big. There's very few people where I think it's inappropriate to talk to after, like, that recent after a breakup, at least. Especially if you go out of your way to do it and be okay with it. Like, there's so many people here. You're not in a small town. It doesn't need to be that much of an overlap. There,
no.
It's just unnecessary.
It's not. But even if there was overlap, I can't stress enough, like, they're allowed to do whatever they want. It's just the context of the situation. It is what grosses me out and really hurts my feelings. And
I think also too, like, you've gone out of your way to defend him online and, like, make him out to be a good person, and, like, we haven't said, I fucking delete comments. I'm like, he was my fucking friend. Like, I appreciated his friendship. I was like, fuck no, absolutely not. Like,
I think what's most hurtful, I did speak with him because we had some stuff of each other's, and I was like, oh, okay, like, I'm really, not that I did not ever think we were going to get back together, but I thought maybe we could be on civil terms where one day I could just be like, hey.
Yeah, we didn't unfollow him, because I was like,
no,
nothing bad happened.
It didn't, so I was like, you know, at one point, I was planning on texting him. I didn't need the stuff he had of mine, and he didn't need the stuff I had of his immediately, so I was planning on texting him probably within the next couple of weeks, maybe into the new year, just sometime, being like, hey, can I have these couple of things, and here's your couple of things, but obviously, I was like, after this day, I want to block him and actually never speak to him again, so I was like, I need to just get this over with, and I also wanted to know, he had no idea when he had come over that I knew that
what
he had gone on a date with Mindy. And, I'm not, again, not, it's not my place to share what he said. The only thing I will say is I said to him, you know, like, I've just given you so much respect and all of this because I really didn't want anybody to think anything negative about you. I didn't want to see anything negative online. It sucks handling this online. Nobody wants to handle a breakup online. It fucking sucks. Like, it's a hard thing to deal with. So, and it literally makes me sick to my stomach to think of him getting, like, negative comments. And we're just reading through my comments and happy. He's ugly. He looks like a troll. That, like, grosses me out and it makes me sick. And, like, I told people specifically to not say anything similar to that. So it was, I asked him, I told him all of that. And I was like, so why could you not have done me the decency of not going on a date and making it a public thing? Because, like I had said, I don't know if we said this or if it was in the last episode. Sorry, we've recorded three times. They went on a date to a very, very public place where it was 100%, like, you're going to get recognized there. Like, there was a Friday night at a very public, very sceney type of place where, and I mean, I'll give him this. Maybe he really doesn't understand that it's possible to get recognized because he, you know, it doesn't do social media, but obviously through association, everyone knows what he looks like. Everybody knows who he is, and he has been recognized on the street while we were dating. People would be like, oh my god, they'd come up to him and say, oh, you're Hallie's boyfriend, like, da da da. She definitely knew that it was very possible for them to get recognized, so that's what just upset me, is I was like, you know, I feel there was some intent to, like, have it get back to me, have it get on the internet, have it get out there, and, like, embarrass me in turn.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like, you're allowed to share your experience, like, and talk about your life. Like, that's what your job is. Like, you're not going to not do it. And you've done, there's a lot you haven't talked about because, like, out of respect to him.
I haven't talked about,
and I feel
98%
like,
of it.
Yeah, and I feel like this was, And he said he didn't care. Like, he said he didn't
care.
Well,
that's what was, he, when I said, you know, why would you do this to me when I feel like I've given you so much grace? He said, I don't care what people think about me online. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. But it's like, out of respect for me, don't you care? Wouldn't you not want that to be like an embarrassing thing for me? I guess it's not that embarrassing for me.
It's just
a shitty thing to deal with online.
It's, and you were blindsided, but either way, it just wasn't great. But we went out drinking yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, we tried to make the best of a bad situation. Also, like, I am 27 today. I got a few comments about my stories on my stories, and that my TikTok were a little bit immature. And you know what? I don't agree. I don't normally get into much drama online. I don't post things that can have a lot of controversy or, like, regretfulness behind it. I don't regret what I posted, and I, quite honestly, was 2 shots in when I posted that. I, full chest, didn't care, because I'm fucking annoyed. And it is disrespectful, and it's unnecessary, and I don't fuck with that shit. Like, absolutely fucking not. And I stand by my middle finger, like, what of it? I don't know, like, what else to say behind that.
Yeah.
Also, like, some of you guys need to get better friends, because the bare fucking minimum is not liking someone your best friend doesn't like. When you have an acquaintance, like, you have to fucking hate them, whatever, I don't give a fuck. When it's your best fucking friend, you don't need to know the story, you don't need to know any more details, you don't like them.
Yeah.
Simple, fuck you, bye, see ya, blocked.
Yeah. Yeah, I said this before.
And I didn't put anyone's name there, the information was already on the internet.
That's the thing.
From gossip accounts. Like, that was what existed.
I have 2 things to say. I would have never, ever, 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 trust me, brought this online. If I had found it, I would have made 50 close friends posts. I would have let every single other influencer in our scene know, for sure, of that the situation that Mindy'd me. But I would have absolutely never brought it online. I would have never made a video. It was the fact that all of my comments were saying this. All of my comments, all of my mentions, my tags, and then also drama accounts are posting that this situation occurs. How am I, as a person that shares my life every single day, supposed to just avoid those questions? Like,
it doesn't just go away.
It doesn't. It's every time. I was planning on going live later that day. I said, I know if I get on live right now, every single comment is just going to be asking about that situation. That's when people found out that I got broken up with.
Someone commented up alive and, like, he was going to address it, and then it turned into a whole thing.
And then, but I can't stop it. And so I felt the need to explain myself, and
I think it's also important to know, I don't think we said that in this episode, we've re-recorded so many times, but you texted her when you started getting comments on your video, before you even posted anything.
I tried to handle it.
And you were like, hey, like, I'm getting comments, you were out with my ex, like, I want to defend you and delete these, is that accurate? And she chose not to reply. You texted her again and said, I'm taking silence as a yes. Which she didn't reply to, and that was that.
Yeah, I
and
saw.
You know, she could have been like, I stand by what I did, like, I don't owe you shit. And, like, at that point, okay.
With,
like,
your chest, that's fine.
All right, but it was just unnecessary,
yeah.
And it was hurtful.
I really did want to handle it offline again. That's why I had tried to speak with both of them privately before anything, like, so I could get the story straight, so I wasn't perpetuating a lie or creating drama that didn't need to be there. But yeah, also back to the writing for your friends thing, I just have to say, Jazz, like, I've told her this before, she, like, cried last episode, and, like, we're cutting all of that, but really, like, Jazz is, like, she rides for me so fucking hard, and I really appreciate that. She's, like, the best friend I've ever had, because I've had friends in the past that would probably be like, oh, but she didn't do anything to me, so I'm not gonna, like, whatever, and I appreciate that you're just like, oh, we don't like her? Okay, we don't like her. And I feel the same way towards you. Like, obviously, if somebody wronged you, I would immediately be like, okay, she's done. Not okay.
So, like, basically, you guys should get better friends. I stand by that.
No, I agree. I agree fully.
But, like, the rest of our night was, like, fine. You went to bed. I went out, celebrated my birthday with Kevin and Kevin's friends. I had a good time. I don't want anyone thinking that I had a bad birthday or anything like that. I had a good birthday night. Like,
yeah.
Birthday's today. Like, my night last night went to midnight. I was out. I was drinking with Kevin and his friends. We had a good time.
It was the biggest struggle to get Jazz to this one bar that I went out with a couple of our friends. And then Jazz came and met me, and she was such a struggle. It took her, like, 2 hours to actually finally show up once I had already started going out. And then when she shows up, I was already relatively intoxicated. And I'm on my phone. Somebody was, like, texting me, so I'm texting them back, like, and I was whatever. And Jazz, like, starts, like, getting upset with me, and she's like, can you hang up and hang out? And I was just like, I was already mentally unwell and intoxicated, so I was like, I can't do this right now. I start sobbing, crying, and literally these girls come up and they people kept coming up like, do you want to go to the bathroom with me? I'm like, no, I'm fine. And then I left, and or I was gonna leave. I called an Uber, and then I ended up being like, oh, she's like, I just want to have like a good birthday night. And then we like cried and hugged in the middle of this bar, and it was definitely like a fucking scene. And I was like, okay, sorry, I'm not trying to be a piece of shit and like make your birthday about me. And I unfortunately feel like I've done that to an extent. We're not. This hasn't been our whole day. Well, it kind of has. Because we've recorded a couple of times. We're going to Olive Garden in just
I think
a
it's
bit.
Also important to know, like, I have fucking free will. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, if I didn't want to, like, do this shit today, I wouldn't. But also, like, I'm a fucking businesswoman.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking business, okay? Like, if I'm gonna get one thing out, like, this is a good birthday. Views are up, engagement is up, money is up, like,
100%.
Get your money up, broke ass. Like, really, it is up.
I know. I'm like, if one good thing has to come from this, like, I'm
like,
podcast promo.
At the end of the day, she's like, I had a good night with Kevin. We had, I had a good day with you. Like, we're fine. We're good. You got me nice presents, Kevin. I want to be so good.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're fine, like, and like, it's a choice. Like,
I know. I just like
it's the fucking day on the calendar. It's simply not that deep. And you also, I'm not a birthday person. Like, you look at my vlogs and stuff. I don't do birthdays. It's not for me. It's fine.
Yeah, no,
this is a choice.
I mean, I'm the same way, obviously.
But yeah.
Yeah, but this has been obviously a really shitty past like 48 hours, however long it's been. Again, this is just my side of the story, my explanation. Do not, please, if you just do one thing, just stop searching their names, stop messaging them,
like,
doing whatever you're
all
doing.
The information in this episode.
Yeah. Like, there's no need, and I'm never, ever, ever going to talk about this situation again. This is the last time I will ever say a word about it. I guess I just wanted to provide clarity in this episode and be done with it. And that's that. So, I will not talk about this again. Please, out of respect for me, like, just don't comment asking, what happened? I'm sure people still will, but it would...
If you see someone commenting that, direct them to the podcast. Because, like, genuinely, like, there's nothing that's more irritating when you're trying to get over a situation or something and people comment and re-bring it up.
I know, and I mean, I fully am aware of doing it to myself by putting it online. Granted, I just need to make it clear, I did not put it online first, and I never would have. If it was not a public thing where I'm getting so many comments about it, I never would have talked about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is, that's the whole situation. It's whatever. At the end of the day, I don't think he's a bad person. I wish him the best. Her, I don't know if I could say the same, but maybe...
Because of the intent.
Because of the intent. I wish her the best, though. I do. I wish her the best. I just wish she did not...
Do a shitty thing.
But I wish them both the best, truly, and I hate that I had to deal with this.
And if you have a follow-up question, don't ask it. I'm being so for real. Like, there's no other information that is going to be shared besides
that. Yeah, I've shared... everything that I can. I mean, there's obviously so much more of a story, like, behind the breakup and everything that you guys don't even know, but obviously, out of respect for other people involved, nothing needs to be online. I'm just trying to, again, share my experience and be honest with you guys.
But thanks. We'll be back on Friday. This is just an emergency episode.
Yeah.
Friday, we'll be back to regular scheduled programming. Follow us on Instagram, Delusional Diaries Pod, TikTok at Delusional Diaries Podcast, and YouTube at Delusional Diaries Podcast, and leave us a rating review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'll see you Friday, and thank you so much. I just want to say the rebrand has been so fun.
Yeah, thank you for the support.
Obviously, Miss Carly, like, she's at a wedding this week, so like, I don't want to hear any shit about that. She was gone.
Yeah.
But we're excited about the future. We're also doing 12 days of giveaways on the podcast Instagram, so make sure you go check that out. We just really appreciate you guys. We charted for like the first time last week with the rerun, which is really exciting.
Yeah. You guys have been great. I really appreciate the support. I would like if we could just continue positive support and good vibes, no negative messages to anybody. I can't stress it enough.
But like, we appreciate it. We're excited for the future. We have a lot of exciting things coming, and we'll see you guys on Friday.
Bye.
Bye.